Now, in the coming hours, Queen Elizabeth's coffin will begin the first stage of its journey towards her funeral in London on the 19th of September. A hearse will carry the coffin on a six-hour drive to the Palace of Holyrood House in the Scottish capital, Edinburgh. It will rest there overnight before a church service on Sunday. People have already laid flowers and mementos outside the palace. Let's now speak to Rob Matheson, who's at Balmoral in Scotland. So the first stage, Rob, of the Queen's final journey will begin in about 2 hours or so. Talk to us about the route the funeral cortege is going to be taking. It's going to be a slow journey, deliberately designed that way to allow people to pay their respects.
Exactly. That's absolutely key to something like this. People want to be able to give, their final farewell to the woman who has ruled their country for the longest period of any monarch in the UK. It is going to be Queen Elizabeth's final journey from Balmoral Castle here in Scotland. The hearse that's carrying her coffin will make its way down the driveway here. It's going to turn right at the top of the driveway. And its first stop is going to be the local village of Ballater. And that is a village that has very close connections with the royal family. The villagers there for years have been used to seeing the royal family in very informal circumstances, driving their cars around the streets, or as the Queen used to do in her younger years, going shopping in the local stores. Mm-hmm. The cortege, after leaving Ballater, is going to follow a route along a road called the A93. It's the most direct route that will take it to the coastal city of Aberdeen. It's going to do a small tour of Aberdeen to allow people there to pay their respects. And then it will head southwards to Edinburgh and the Palace of Holyrood, as you just mentioned. We are expecting many people to be lining this route. The weather is very, very good today. And also the A93 route passes through several smaller towns and villages. We're expecting a great many people to be turning out to say their final farewells as well. The police have been out coning off the road to make sure that there are no obstructions and that the cortege will have a clear run and that everybody will have a very clear view of the cortege as it moves at a very slow pace, as you mentioned, towards to make that journey. But what is important is the fact that this particular day is a chance for the local people here who have been working in and around the estate for so many years to say their farewell to a woman who has run the country for so long, but whom many of them regard simply as a neighbour.
I was going to ask you about that, Rob. It's a poignant moment for the people who live there, for the people of Scotland, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, I think particularly for the people who have been around the royal family and have been used to the royal family being here for so many years. The family has regarded Balmoral as very much a family home, and differently to the way that they regard Buckingham Palace, for example, which has often been described by them as essentially a home office. It's somewhere they live, but it's also somewhere that they work from. And, of course, the royal family has many different properties around the country, but this was always a favourite. They were always very proud of their Scottish connections, the fact that they had the house here in Scotland, partly because of the geographical location of it, and also the trees, the foliage that hid the house and the mountains around it that kept it so private and allowed them to be so relaxed and comfortable and to be in, as one point they used to describe it, as simply being another family. And interestingly, because they were able to be so relaxed, they were therefore much more open to talking to the local people, and the local people over the years have come to protect that privacy. And it means a great deal to the local community here that the royal family still will retain this house.
Thank you for that, Rob Matheson, live outside Balmoral Castle in Scotland, where the first stage of Queen Elizabeth's final journey will begin this Sunday as her coffin is moved from Balmoral to Edinburgh in Scotland. We'll follow that throughout the day here with you, of course, Rob, and the rest of our teams there on the ground. Thank you for the moment.